Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state admits it made a whopping mistake when it accused tens of thousands of Michiganders of cheating on their unemployment benefits. The Unemployment Insurance Agency reviewed 62,784 cases where people were accused of fraud and hit with penalties. In some 44,000 of those cases, that accusation was completely false. No fraud. Now the state's in the process of refunding close to $21 million to those people. Talent and Investment Agency Director Wanda Stokes promising improvements.
We want to improve a number of our processes. We want to improve our communications, and not only on the computer, by phone, and how we communicate, you know, in terms of getting these payments done accurately and fairly for our citizens.
Attorney Jennifer Lord is here with us now. She has filed a class action suit on behalf of people who were falsely accused of unemployment fraud. Jennifer, you and I have talked about this in the past on Stateside, but let's refresh everyone's memory. All of this centers around a computer system called the Michigan Integrated Data Automated System, or MIDAS. Just what happened here?
What happened is when MIDAS went online in 2013, it began robo-adjudicating citizens of Michigan as having committed fraud. This caught up 50 to 60,000 citizens, and according to the state's own Auditor General, the computer was wrong 93% of the time. And in the resulting weeks and months and years, tens of millions of dollars, far in excess of the $21 million that is being refunded, were seized from people's wages by garnishments and from their tax refunds.
And it should be noted, Michigan had the highest penalties in the state, or in the nation, I should say.
Absolutely. It's a quadruple penalty. The next highest state, and there's only one of them, is a double penalty. So that hit the residents of Michigan really hard, because when they were falsely accused, the bills were just astronomical. I was at a hearing just yesterday, and this gentleman received a bill for $84,000. Now, this is a line worker for an automotive company. His wages are being garnished $800 a month, and those garnishments still continue.
They're still continuing.
They are. And it's important to know that while this might be a small step forward, what the agency's doing, that $21 million is a drop in the bucket, and that can be demonstrated by the state's own audited financial statements. Between 2013 and 2016, I've recently went through and did the math all over again. Approximately $60 million was seized and placed in the penalties and interest fund. That doesn't include another $15 million in principal that was seized and went into some other account that is untraceable. So we're talking about an estimated almost $76 million that was seized from citizens, and a refund of $21 million doesn't come anywhere near close to compensating people, even if we use the state's own figure that it was wrong 70% of the time.
Now, I'm interested in this class action suit that you're trying to file, and you've hit some road bumps. First of all, how many people are you representing in this suit?
When the class is certified, it will be anyone who has had money seized from them. Again, and that could be up to 60,000 people. Right now, we have three named class representatives, and we don't legally represent everyone until the class certification itself takes place. We've already filed our motion to certify the class, but now we need to wait to go up to the Michigan Supreme Court, because you're correct, we met a roadblock when the Court of Appeals dismissed the claim, but we'll be filing our appeal with the Michigan Supreme Court in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, and we are we're confident that that decision will be reversed. We'll go back down to the state court, and the state court can begin assessing the full measure of damages owed to these tens of thousands of people.
And this admission, this audit by the state, and saying, yeah, it did get 70% of those fraud findings wrong, and they're reimbursing money. Do you believe that will affect the decision that the Supreme Court will make on this lawsuit?
I don't, because it so clearly doesn't come anywhere near close to fully compensating people. When we do hear that someone has gotten a refund, it is for substantially less than what was seized from them.
So I guess I'm asking, do you think that it will make the Supreme Court more open to reversing what the State Court of Appeals did?
I think it will, because the state is admitting that the process was fundamentally flawed from the beginning. They're admitting by just the virtue of returning a portion of the money that it was taken without due process. So I think that it was a good public relations move to come out and do it at this point, but I think everyone's eyes are really being opened to the fact that this has just been an ongoing, lingering black eye on the administration, and it's time to fix it and fix it fully.
Attorney Jennifer Lohr, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.